Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We'll be going through the Sunday afternoon games a little bit later today, reviewing all of those games, talking about the highs and the lows from them. But I just thought we'd do something a little bit different today, just to have a look at, you know, where the NRL ladder is sitting at the moment, and also where we've got the odds for who's going to win this comp, because I think it's always interesting after the first few weeks to see how things change, where we over-panic, where we under-panic, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's not really the sort of thing that you look at this early in the year, but I just thought it'd be interesting to go and have a look, because I think some of you will be a little bit surprised by some of the odds here. So the top four as it stands right now, the Brisbane Broncos, the Manly Seagulls, the Dolphins, and the Warriors is the top four at the moment. Pretty wild to see the Dolphins and the Warriors in there. The next teams are the Roosters, the Sharks, the Panthers, and the Rabbitohs. Keep in mind, the Panthers sitting in seventh place at the moment. They've only won one game, but they have had their bye already. So that obviously helps them out a lot. The Roosters, they've also had their bye, so that pushes them up a little bit, as have the Manly Seagulls, who have had their bye. But they've also won two and lost one game. So byes obviously have an impact on it. There is no doubt about that. But interesting to see how it is sitting at the moment. The only other team to have a bye is, unfortunately, the Dragons, who are sitting in 14th place. So we'll go through these teams and have a look at it. So we might start. So the top eight as it is right now, the eight is Broncos, Seagulls, Dolphins, Warriors, Roosters, Sharks, Panthers, Rabbitohs. The bottom eight is Melbourne Storm in ninth, Canterbury in 10th, Gold Coast Titans 11th, Newcastle in 12th, Cowboys in 13th, Dragons in 14th, Parramatta in 15th, Raiders in 16th, and of course the West Tigers without a win in 17th spot. So pretty wild how it has turned out straight away. We'll go through each side on Sportsbet's grand final winner for 2023 odds. The premiership favourites, still the Penrith Panthers at $4.30, so still pretty short. Despite only winning one game of football, the Panthers, still the premiership favourites to take out this competition, which I know a lot of people are writing them off. I'm not writing them off at all just yet. I think that they are slowly starting to solve some problems that they have. I think Zach Hosking will solve one problem. I think that once they can just get Sonny Luke on the field, he will solve another problem. But it is just taking a little bit longer than what I thought. In saying that, it is only round four in a 27-week competition plus finals. We really are just scratching the surface as it stands right now, and I like that Sportsbet has stuck strong with the Penrith Panthers, keeping them at the top. I'm still expecting them to either win this comp or go incredibly close to it. I'm pretty confident that they do make the grand final this year, the Penny Panthers. Let's have a look at the next side, the Sydney Roosters at $6, another team. Hasn't performed overly well, but they have had injuries and whatnot. I understand that. But the Roosters at $6, you might find towards the back end of the season, there might be huge value there. I think that it's pretty evident that with the Chooks that they tend to start slow in seasons. They build into seasons really nice. And then by the back end, you're sitting there going, oh my fucking God, this team, what are we going to do with this side, you know? So I can understand the Roosters being that high based on performances so far from Penrith and Roosters. You probably couldn't have them that high, but they've got the pedigree. They've got the guys that have been there and done it before, and you can see that they've got so much more upside in them. They've got little improvements they have to make to improve a lot. Let's have a look at the Brisbane Broncos. $7.50, and I think that's fair. I think Brisbane have been very, very impressive so far this year. Even games that they haven't played well, they've managed to find a way to win. And, you know, I'm not sure if they've found the answer at hooker just yet. The boys are doing well at the moment, but there's probably improvements that they can make there. I've been very impressed with Brisbane. Their middles are incredible. It probably is the best, you know, middle rotation in the competition, I think. And it also helps that they're old heads on young shoulders as well. They've already been through a lot of shit at the Brisbane Broncos, so that helps their case. $7.50, very nice. Same as the South Sydney Rabbitohs, also at $7.50. Another team that probably hasn't performed to their absolute peak to start the year, but we know the pedigree that South Sydney has. We know the ability that they have. We know what they can do when they're all fit and firing. We know that they consistently make it to prelim finals, and I do think they will be there at the back end when the whips are cracking. Your Cody Walkers, your Latrells, your Damien Cooks, they will stand up, they will deliver. They just need to get all their middles back on the park. But I love the way that guys are going to a new level there. Colin Mantungi, Lachlan Ilias, Campbell Graham, Isaiah Tass, all these guys are just improving slowly. And we know that when South Sydney win two games in a row, they'll probably go on to win 8 or 9. And I think they will go on a big run like that at some point this year, where they will be a serious handful. $9.50, the Melbourne Storm. Interesting. Based on what I've seen so far, I'm not sure if I can see a world where the Melbourne Storm win the competition this year. And there's a couple of teams that are below them on the premiership odds that I would definitely have above them. So a little bit worried about Melbourne. I still think they make the top eight. But I can't see a world where they win a comp this year. I just can't see it. So I personally think $9.50 for the Melbourne Storm. I think it's a little bit unders, to be honest with you. The Cronulla Sharks at $11. Now, about 3 weeks ago, I had a random horse or something that won, and I thought, the Sharkies, as they're going right now without Nicho Hynes, I wouldn't mind having a little something on them. I got them at $19, which I thought was insane. Nicho obviously returned last night, as you all know, fisted me in Supercoach, and they look like a completely different side. They're into $11. $11, the Cronulla Sharks. I really like that. I wouldn't be surprised if in 3 or 4 weeks' time they're into the same as the Brisbane Broncos, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, in about that $7 or $8 sort of mark. I think Nicho's going to make a huge difference. They're probably not going to lose too many guys during the origin period as well, realistically. I think a lot of guys will stay at the Sharkies, so I think they'll pick up more wins there than most other teams. And I think that they will, their numbers will really crunch in over the next couple of months, the Sharkies. Very impressive. Manly, $15. I don't know if this is a knee-jerk reaction to their loss to the South Sydney Rabbitohs the other night. I didn't think Manly played well, only lost by a point in Golden Point. I think Manly should be a little bit shorter than $15. I really like what they're doing at the moment. If Tommy Turbo stays fit, I think they'll be right there when the whips are cracking once again. And I just think that, you know, as much as I look at their forward pack and I go, oh, it doesn't have what it takes to compete with these top sides, they always overachieve this side. They always overachieve this Manly side. So I think there's a bit of value there for Manly at $15. I'm not telling you that I think they'll win the comp. But they're a team that once you get in the finals, I don't think you want to play them at all. And I would probably have them a little bit higher than the Melbourne Storm as it stands right now. Maybe that's unfair, I'm not sure, but I'm just not seeing it with Melbourne. I'm not seeing the sort of grit from their forward pack that I'm seeing from the Manly Seagulls forward pack. The Manly side seems to be more of a unit at the moment. What about the Cowboys? $21. $21 for North Queensland Cowboys, who I thought were pretty unlucky not to make it to a grand final last year. This was always the worry with the Cowboys. Were they going to be able to back it up the year after? Were they going to be able to keep that same intensity? Could they go through that same sort of preseason? All those question marks. We're not sure what are the right questions, obviously. I'm not ruling the Cowboys out, but if you are a genuine believer in this side, $21 is huge overs for this Cowboys team. Once they get everyone back, Reuben Cotter, Scott Drinkwater, I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys go into a bye. I'm not sure when their bye is, but I think it'll be really good for them to have a bye at some point over the next few weeks, sort of regroup, get themselves sorted, and then come out of that. I'm not ruling the Cowboys out of winning a comp this year by any means. Their first bye is a while away, to be fair. Fuck, that's tough. Round 15, that's brutal. But on the run home, they will obviously have, you know, three buys in about 8 weeks. So that could really help them as well. That could really play to their advantage there. So interesting times for the Cowboys. I don't think they're a basket case like what those odds say. I think that $21 is pretty good value, but I probably can't see them winning a competition this year. Parramatta, $23. Tough start. Obviously got the win the other night, which was huge. Great to see. Another team, I'm just not convinced that they've got what it takes to win a comp this year. I think if they have one or two key injuries, their depth will be heavily questioned, and I'm just not sure if they lose a front row forward, a halfback, a 5'8", a hooker, a fullback. I've got a lot of question marks. I've also just got a lot of question marks over their edges still. Obviously, a fantastic win the other night. All they've done so far this season is lose by 4 points. So they've been right in there. But, yeah, I don't know. I just not convinced on this Parramatta side. Is $23 too far? I think it probably is. I think they probably should be a little bit shorter than that. But I can't see them winning a competition this year. Same as a number of other teams in this comp. Dolphins, $31. I mean, all common sense tells us that the Dolphins should be, you know, $31 around this mark. But, fuck, based on how they've played so far and how they've lost a hooker, you know, a front row forward, lost their halfback the other night, I don't know. I wonder if maybe, well, wouldn't it be a great narrative if we got, you know, 6 weeks down the track and we went, oh, no, this is who the Dolphins are. This wasn't the start where they're playing off emotion. This is exactly who they are. I really hope that's how this plays out. I personally don't think it's how it will play out. Fuck, it'd be cool if it was. Canberra Raiders, $34. Canterbury Bulldogs, $34. New Zealand Warriors, $34. I think the best team out of these ones is the Canberra Raiders. I think that they've got the most pedigree to play finals footy despite being $34. But mate, the one that's impressed me has been the New Zealand Warriors. They finally look like they're playing as a unit. They look like they are unified and all heading in the same direction, which is great to see. Three teams that, you know, they could be $15 or they could be $150 in 6 weeks' time. They're three teams that I cannot really get a read on, I can't get a great understanding on. But if I had to rank them 1 to 3 of who's most likely to play finals, I would go Canberra, Warriors, then I'd go the Bulldogs as it stands right now. All right, let's have a look at the last four. The Gold Coast Titans at $46. I can't see a world where they win a comp this year. I probably don't think they'll make finals, to be honest with you. But I think they'll finish like 10th or 11th or something along those lines. If they manage to flick a magic switch this week and you said to me the Titans are only going to concede 18 points every game for the rest of the season, all of a sudden, you've got my fucking interest. I'm going, okay, wow, I know they're going to score more than 18 points in just about every single game they play this year. So that makes it interesting, but it's just their defense that you can't trust. Did really well on the weekend. I said in my preview earlier today that sometimes you can take more out of a loss than out of a win. And I think the last 2 weeks of the Titans is really evident that you took more out of their loss to the Cowboys than their win last week against Melbourne. Defended well, lost a couple of very, very key troops and still just managed to make it work. So Titans, I don't think they play finals footy. I don't think they win a comp this year at all, but I don't think any Titans fans are expecting to win a comp. The last three are all at $101 to win the comp. You've got the Knights, the Dragons, and the Tigers. I think this is fair play for all of these sides. I'd probably have Newcastle a little bit shorter than 101. I'd probably have them around the same, probably in between the Gold Coast Titans and the Dragons and the West Tigers. But when you're talking about those sort of odds, I mean, who gives a fuck, really? In saying that, West Tigers 05, they were sitting in this sort of category, made it work, but they are definitely the exception, not the example, realistically. Newcastle, I think that I have got them as a footy side above St. George and above the West Tigers, but I don't think I could put them in the same conversation as the Titans, Warriors, these sort of teams. Dragons at 100-1, really tough because played really well in their first game, played really well last week until Brisbane just played some unbelievable footy for a 10 or 15-minute period. And then they played the Sharkies last night and got absolutely slapped around, demolished. But I do sit there and go, well, is that just who the Sharks are? Are they just a really fucking good footy side? Or are the Dragons as shit as what we thought they were going to be? I'm not quite sure. I do need more evidence, but I can completely understand Dragons being this far out. And the West Tigers, mate, honestly, respectfully, as it stands right now, 101 might be unders. I just think this team is so far off the boil at the moment. They've got a couple of injuries and stuff, which I understand, but I just don't think they've gone out and solved the necessary problems. Did pretty well against Melbourne on the weekend, granted, but I'm so far from convinced on Melbourne as well. yeah, I don't know what the Tigers are going to do. I don't know how this all ends for them. I hope they get off the bottom of the ladder. It would be pretty devastating for West Tigers fans after everything you've been through and how loyal you've been and whatnot, to go from 16th to 17th when a new franchise comes into the NRL. That'd be a pretty tough gig to swallow. So fingers crossed the West Tigers can sort it out. But yeah, I am very, very nervous about what this season holds for the West Tigers. I think it could get pretty ugly. Value teams there. Panthers at $4.30. I wouldn't say they're value, but I still think that's a decent price for this side. I just think the stuff they have to sort out, I don't think it's going to be all that difficult. And I think that you get to the back end of the season, I think Stephen Crichton leaving and stuff, I think it's going to mean a lot to this team. I think Hoskin coming in is going to change a lot of things. And I also think that Sonny Luke, if he's just able to stay on the field and play footy, he will make a huge difference as well. I probably personally think, and I obviously could be wrong, this is just my personal opinion, so don't get butt hurt, but I personally think that if Sonny Luke plays the last, you know, 50-odd minutes of that game the other night, I think they probably win it, to be honest with you. I think we're still sleeping on how good Sonny Luke is and what he can bring to this Panthers side. But we'll see how it plays out for them. Rooster, $6, not bad. Brisbane, $7.50. I mean, based on the way they're playing and how they'll only improve throughout the year, I know they obviously just fell from the clouds last year and completely shit the bed, but I feel like that sort of stuff has been sorted out. Not bad value there, potentially. I think the Sharkies at 11 is really nice.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now that Nico's back, it's like the best squad in the NRL, 1-30 in my opinion. $11 for the Sharkies, really nice. Of course, they went out in straight sets last year. Has that left scars there at Cronulla? I don't know. But I think $11 is nice. And I think $15 for Manly is really nice too. Not that I think they're going to win the comp, but I think they've been better than $15. And the Cowboys, if you think they can turn it around, $21, absolute steal there. And if you think the Dolphins can keep doing what they're doing and keep it up, which I probably don't think they can, but, you know, I've been proven wrong on many occasions. The last few weeks, I've been no stranger to being proven wrong. $31 to the Dolphins, based on how they've performed, is definitely overs. I think Sportsbet just has the same questions as me. It's a long season, you know, injuries, suspensions, all those sort of things. What impact will they have on the Dolphins long term? Yeah, guys, as always, gamble responsibly. The chances are that you are going to lose. But I just thought it was cool after, you know, 3 weeks, a month of the season, to go back and have a look at each side in this competition and see their price to win the comp and my live reaction to each of those.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.